It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a Milwaukee-based designer creates her clothing line out of discarded t-shirts, makes new fabrics out of scraps, and says you too can make use of old clothing and find sustainable fashion options. We'll learn more about fast versus slow fashion coming up. First, a new national report from the Urban Institute is shedding light on a mismatch between people's education levels and the requirements for the jobs they're seeking. In short, a lot of people are overqualified, at least when it comes to education. The report also says Milwaukee and Madison have a lot more job seekers with degrees than jobs that require those degrees. Chemaine Mills is a reporter with Wisconsin Public Radio. She's been covering this new report. Chemaine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, there's a lot of different kind of reporting on jobs and employment and unemployment. What did this particular report try to tackle?
Well, you summed it up pretty well. There's a lot of educated people out there and not necessarily a lot of jobs that require the education they got. And the report looked at various levels of education, those with a college degree that included bachelor's all the way up to a PhD. And of course, you had more of those people in college towns like Madison and Milwaukee. And then it also looked at other post-secondary education, associate's degrees, and some college. So in all the areas looked at, there were over 300 metro areas looked at. There was a mismatch between 1 and 32. So it varied how much of a difference there was between the applicant's knowledge and skills and the jobs available.
Right. It seems like, though, it was a general trend around the country that in most cases there weren't as many jobs requiring that college degree as there were job seekers or employees having the college degree. Is that fair to say?
Right. And that's a problem because people spend a lot of money, a lot of time getting an education, and there is no assurance that there will be a job waiting when you're completed with your degree.
Now, on the other hand, there's been a lot of debate along those lines. Is it worth it to get that degree? As we know from other reports, the people with the higher levels of education do end up generally in jobs that pay more, right?
Right. Not only that, but the Association of Public and Land Grant Universities says people with degrees are less likely to be unemployed, and they make about $1 million in additional earnings on average over their lifetime.
Over the entire career. So
right.
Part of what's happening then, if I'm doing the math correctly, it must be that some of these people with education after high school, because this is people with some college or college degrees or more, are ending up in jobs that don't have those requirements. They're ending up in those jobs that require high school or higher education.
Right. And there's a cascade effect. It not only impacts them, but people who may not have a degree are bumped out of a job for which they're only qualified. In other words, those going to lower skilled jobs are bumping out, taking the place of others.
Talking to Chemaine Mills, reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at a new report from the Urban Institute on a mismatch between the educational levels of job seekers and the jobs out there. In general, a lot of jobs don't require higher education beyond high school, but a lot more people have those. So what ends up happening? So let's turn to some of the specific areas they looked at in Wisconsin. You said 300 and some around the country. A few of them were, of course, here in Wisconsin. What did we learn?
Well, as we talked about earlier, Madison and Milwaukee, because they churn out so many graduates, there aren't a similar number of jobs that are appropriate for these people. So, and you often have younger people want to be in more metropolitan, cosmopolitan areas, and that's where most of the jobs are, but not as many jobs as there are people with those skills.
So yeah, there are a lot of employers that do require that college degree. It's just that still doesn't match up with that that degree factory in effect coming out of UW's Madison and Milwaukee.
Exactly. But you do see a better match in like Green Bay or Beloit Janesville. Someone with a college degree is more likely to get a job that suits them there. You have less of the gap between jobs available and the applicants.
Now, in addition to looking at the report and getting quotes from the authors of the report themselves, you talked to an economist who looks at these issues here in Wisconsin. What kinds of things did you learn there?
Well, I talked to Matthias Scaglione, who's at the Wisconsin Center for Economic Research, and he actually said the Urban Institute report may be worse than it indicates, because that report looked at population. He said the way to do it is to look at how many people with a certain degree participate in the workforce. And if you have a college degree, you have a very high participation rate in the workforce, whereas those with a high school diploma or some college may have a lower participation rate. So it's kind of disturbing to think that it could be actually worse. But
now, you looked at the report a little more closely than I did. Was there any kind of look at not just how much education, but the kind of education? I didn't see that, because there's been talk about skills gap and we need more people with particular kinds of, say, technical education. Did they address that at all?
No, it didn't really look at that. But the author of the report said a lot of our training is done by the employer, but there needs to be more so they can get some of that training on the job, so there isn't this skills gap.
Right, and the skills gap is a topic that's come up a lot, especially in the last few years, I think it's fair to say, here in Wisconsin. Is this just, this report, maybe one piece of the puzzle in Wisconsin as people try to figure out how to solve that, what some people say is a skills gap problem?
Right. This talks about the skills gap, and the author of the report said it's not only those at the lower end of the education level, it's at the higher end too. And Molly Scott, the author of the report, said there's a lot of untapped ability out there that communities can use. We just have to figure out how to match the two up.
Right. So this report, it laid out a lot of numbers and looked at a lot of communities. Did they start to point toward solutions, ways to close this mismatch between education and the jobs available?
Well, it's a matter of looking or anticipating what jobs are out there, which isn't always easy to
right.
do.
You can't always predict the economic future.
Right, right. I mean, for instance, we heard of healthcare jobs are where it's at. Well, by the time you finish your degree or training, those jobs may have been filled. So it's a matter of not only trying to anticipate what jobs are going to be in the profession you're studying for, and calculating the risk of, you know, how much it costs for an education and what you want to do.
And a question we touched on briefly earlier, the idea of, well, is it worth it for that graduating high school student to go out and pay for and work for that degree? Did this report really try, did it answer that personal question for people, or did it remain agnostic on that issue?
No, it didn't get into that very thorny area. But like we said earlier, there have been studies showing the more education you get, the more likely you are to have a job that's going to pay more over the course of your lifetime.
We'll leave it there. Shemaine, thanks for bringing us up to date on this.
You bet.
Shemaine Mills is a reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. We talked to her about a new report showing a mismatch between people's education levels and the requirements for jobs they're seeking. If that's you, if you feel like you're working in a job that didn't require the education you got, love to hear your story. You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.